Good morning. I'm Valerie Beck. I'm the manager of the Commission's Transportation Program, which is housed in the Consumer Protection and Enforcement Division. My group does the licensing, enforcement, and policy analysis to support the Commission's Transportation Program. We have three of us here today from my group. Brewster Fong, if you could raise your hand or stand up, and Brian Kars, and they'll be helping me moderate the session. We also have Commissioner Leanne Randolph present and the assigned administrative law judge, Robert Mason. Workshops are pretty informal, so this is not a hearing. We are recording it so that we can post it on our website so that folks who weren't able to attend the workshop by phone or in person will be able to listen to it. Generally, how this is going to work is we're going to have two panelists. You've probably seen this from the agenda, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Each panel will be followed by Q&A. We will take questions both from attendees who are here and also those on the phone. Folks on the phone, you can email your questions to brewster.fong@cpuc.ca.gov, and we will read the questions aloud. For participants, when it comes time for the Q&A session, two microphones set up here. So if you could just come down to the microphone and ask your question, introduce yourself and ask your question. That way we're sure that we capture it. We're sure that everybody hears it and it captures on the audio recording that we'll be posting. We've designed the workshop for maximum efficiency, and as you can see, it's pretty tight, so I'm not going to speak a whole lot up here. But what we hope to glean today is a good understanding of how existing background check programs work from two of the TNCs, and we also have the Department of Justice here to explain their criminal background check process. And then in the afternoon, we have representatives from the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Group and SFO, the airport, to talk about the regulatory background check program that they run. So by the end of the day, hopefully we'll have a great understanding of how the background check processes work now. We've collected quite a lot of comments in this proceeding. We have an active TNC rulemaking at the Commission, and we've had several rounds of comments to questions that have come from the assigned commissioner and assigned administrative law judge. My staff wrote a report, I want to say late 2015, to kind of put out there our understanding after interviewing the various types of programs. And we had a round of comments on that. So for registered parties to the proceeding, we have a really good idea of your particular positions. What we're interested in today is a very productive discussion based on the facts that the panelists are about to present on their programs and any questions that you have about those programs. So with that, I will... there's a short safety video we need for you to watch that I need to show right up front. You know where the exit is. The restrooms are at the end of this long hallway. Edgar, can we have the presentation? Thank you.
As you are all aware, our number one priority is safety. As such, we will address certain safety concerns in this venue. In the event of an emergency, please calmly proceed toward the exit. We have four exits, two in the rear and one on either side of the stage. In the event we need to evacuate the building, our assembly point is in the Garden Plaza area between the War Memorial Earth Theater and the War Memorial Opera House on Van Ness. When going out the rear exit, head through the courtyard and down the front steps. Then head south on Van Ness by crossing McAllister Street. You will find the garden closet area on your right immediately after walking past the first theater. When going out the side exit, after heading out either exit, you will find yourself on Golden Gate Avenue. From there, proceed east, turn south on Venice, and walk towards McAllister Street. After crossing McAllister, the garden closet area will be on your right after passing the War Memorial First Theater. In the event of an emergency, Executive Director Timothy Sullivan will call 911, and Chief Administrative Law Judge Karen Clopton is certified in CPR and first aid. Thank you for your attention.
Tim Sullivan has authorized me to call 911. is there anyone in the audience who knows CPR? Okay. Well, then we will hope for the best, which is usually what happens at these types of events. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Joe knows. Perfect. Joe knows CPR. We're in good hands. Okay. Great. So I'll kick this over to Commissioner Randolph and Judge Mason to see if they have any remarks before we start.
Thank you, Valerie. I just wanted to thank Valerie and Brian and Brewster so much for putting together this workshop. I think it's going to be really interesting and informative. As Valerie mentioned, we're really looking at kind of delving into the facts. What are the current background checks the TNCs are doing? What are the pros and cons of having additional requirements such as fingerprinting? How does the DOJ database work? So this is really meant to kind of delve into the details and have the opportunity to learn about the process. As some of you may know, our TNC decisions have long required background checks, but haven't specified exactly how those background checks are required to be conducted. And the legislature last year adopted a bill also requiring background checks, but also not specifying exactly how those were to be conducted. But it does